Chapter 3, The Search. When she heard the knock, Arlene ran to open Aunt Violet's front door. In rushed Mrs. Porter. She immediately drew Arlene into a comforting hug and told Arlene that she had called the police. She tried to reassure Arlene that her aunt was probably safe somewhere, but in their hearts, both knew that something bad had probably happened. Arlene tried to control her emotions, but the thought of her aunt being hurt caused her to break out in loud sobs. Declaring that it was all her fault, Arlene paced the room. Mrs. Porter said it most definitely wasn't Arlene's fault. No one could make Violet Murray change her mind once it was set. Finally, Arlene smiled. Mrs. Porter was right. Mrs. Porter made tea. Then they sat in silence and waited. Arlene made a promise to herself that if everything turned out fine, she would visit her aunt every day. Patting Arlene's hand, Mrs. Porter reminded her that she was her aunt's favorite niece. She assured Arlene that the police would find Violet. Almost as soon as she stopped speaking, two police officers arrived. "Good afternoon, Mrs. Porter," Sergeant Damon said. "This is my partner, Captain Ramirez, and this is our search and rescue dog, Rusty." "Oh, come in, officers," Mrs. Porter said with relief. "This is Arlene, Violet Murray's niece. I've told her that I'm sure everything is fine, but we're relieved that you've come to make sure." "Hi, Arlene," Captain Ramirez said. "Rusty's the best search and rescue dog I've ever worked with. I know he'll help us find your aunt." Arlene wasn't convinced. "How can Rusty do that?" she asked. "He doesn't even know what my aunt looks like."